Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 534. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm drinking this awesome new beer. It's called Gorilla Glue. Nice.
Do you use that in your hair, too?
I do. Now I'm bald. It's shocking.
What a mess that was.
That's my favorite story of the week. Let's ignore impeachment trials. Let's focus on Gorilla Glue hair girl.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know what would possess you to... It's basically crazy glue.
That's right. You literally have no idea what Gorilla Glue was. But I guess, I mean, if you really we're looking for something with a good hold.
It has.
Like, you didn't wash your hair. You're like in the middle of a hurricane, but your hair, it's there. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that story fascinated me. And then the cat lawyer. That one was pretty funny.
The cat
too.
Lawyer I love. I'm trying to get my assistant to turn the filter off. I look like a cat. I am not a cat.
We understand. I like that the animation on it though was great. Like
it looked great. That's a great. I want that filter. I want to be in meetings at work with that filter. People would think that's hilarious. And because I know technology, I'd be able to turn it on and turn it off.
Right. Like I am not a cat.
Like you can't see who the lawyer is, but I mean everybody else in that whole video was like, you know, 55, 60 years old. So it's probably like an older guy.
Yeah.
It's like I have no idea how to. What is a filter? Like, why is there a filter?
I don't know how this happened. I don't know how I'm a cat, but I am not a cat. Oh, well. Yeah, the internet it's been a fun escape from what is going on in the news, so. Well, some of it has. If you're a Star Wars fan and you've dug into any of that, then it might be a nightmare. But
depends on what kind of Star Wars fan you are. If you're a Star Wars fan and a good person,
yeah, you don't have any problem with what's going on. But the others, whew, those people are disappointing. Oh. Yeah, so it's just Tony and I tonight. Jeff is... We don't know what Jeff is doing. He's just out. I think he's Dark Souls-ing.
He's Jeffing.
Yeah.
And this Earl. Be a verb.
Earl doesn't feel good, so. It'll probably be a short one. Although Tony said he has some stuff to complain about. So, we'll see what that is. I guess like we'll jump right into the news, though, here, because I only have one big story. Earl normally puts them together for us. But I caught this on another podcast earlier this week. Gearbox was inquired by the Embracer Group, which we Tony know better as THQ Nordic.
Oh God! Wow!
And then I looked up Embracer Group, and they've been like we've seen them like making acquisitions.
Yeah,
but they now have 57 studios.
My God!
Under them. And some pretty big ones, too. Saber Interactive, who worked on Halo. They bought Koch Media, Deep Silver. So all those. So Volition. And now they have Gearbox. They bought Aspyr as well. They're the guys that were made, Aspyr Media, who were making the... like the Star Wars games that came out on Switch and Xbox last year, they were doing those ports. And then they have all those weird THQ Nordic studios, like Bugbear Games and.
Right.
But you have 57 studios now. Like they're.
Does that make them the largest third party publisher now?
I don't know. They're huge though. They have 5,700 employees.
Oh, they have to be. Plus, who else would be?
I mean, Activision and EA might have more employees, but they probably don't have more studios for sure.
No, there's no way. That's huge.
Yeah.
Was Gearbox in financial trouble? Why were they acquired? I
don't know. Although, like, honestly, getting it away from Randy Pitchford.
Yes, that guy's a dick. I'm happy to not have him in charge.
And I guess he's still technically president of Gearbox, but now he has to answer to a parent, and they could probably boot him out, being as they just paid him and his other owners $1.3 billion. So it's like probably any merger and acquisition where they stay on for a little bit for the transition and then check out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. Like, I mean, Gearbox released that PlayStation 5 game earlier this at the launch of the PS5, Godfall, which didn't go over real well, but they didn't develop it. They just published it. So I don't know. Borderlands 3 was the last game they made.
Yeah, and that game was, I don't know how well it sold. I found it disappointing.
Yeah. I bounced off of it pretty quick.
Yeah, I think I made it up to level 10 and stopped, which for those games is nothing. It's like you haven't even played it. But I mean, the sense of humor was old. Like, there were good things about it, and it had a lot of potential. It just seemed to lack, I hate to say, that like the top-down leadership that you would need to make it, like, take it from where it was to great game status. Like, the tools were there, it just wasn't put together well enough to.
Yeah. It's a shame, because like Borderlands and Borderlands 2 were pretty good, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird thing going on there. Embracer Group just gobbling up studios. I guess there's
maybe we can finally get a new Brothers in Arms game.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Brothers in Arms. They're working on Homeworld. That's supposed to come out in a couple of years, I guess. They've really just done Borderlands though, like last generation.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe they are in financial trouble.
Yeah, and evidently, Embracer Group doesn't get Borderlands wholesale, because that is, I guess there's some sort of agreement with 2K. They might own part of the IP, so they're gonna have to work with them. But be nice to see some of those other things that Gearbox did, like Brothers in Arms, and actually that might be it. That might be their only other. Their only other in-house game that they developed.
Yeah. Everything. And it's been, what, 2007 since the last one?
Yeah, on 360, I think.
Yeah.
Hell's Highway, maybe.
Which was very, very entertaining. I really enjoyed it. Not a perfect game, but definitely very fun and unique. Like, being able to, like, order your squad mates around. Like, actually get, like, a...
Yeah.
Tactical element to the shooter gameplay was really cool, and you don't see a whole lot of games like that now.
Yeah, no, not at all. And then they went like hardcore into the looter shooter RPG thing with Borderlands, and
and DLC. Like that game was like, I mean, for me it was the first game that I bought multiple DLCs for.
Hell's Highway. Yeah.
No, Borderlands, the original.
The multiple expansion packs and missions that you bought later on. Yeah, and I think it's gotten worse. Like Borderlands 3 has like some sort of season pass with it, and
they were the problem. It's their fault.
Yeah. It's all Gearbox's fault. And now
I'm more than comfortable blaming Randy Pitchford for things.
Yeah, him and his dumb magic tricks, and his possibly illegal sex capades,
and his insistence that Duke Nukem Forever was good.
It was not. It was not at all. But I guess like yeah, that might explain why I've been hearing talk about Microsoft or Sony making acquisitions. Might have been because Embracer picked up Gearbox last week. Because there's been rumors going around that Microsoft is gonna be picking up another big studio. I guess the rumor is Square Enix or Sega. Sega makes the most sense to me, I guess. Only because Sega just sold off part of their Sammy division and made themselves more leaner to buy. Square Enix seems like a weird pickup. And one that I don't know. They have a really good relationship with Sony, but you'd back a big enough dump truck of money up. Guess it doesn't really matter. And then Sony has been rumored to also with Square Enix and possibly Konami, so
Oh wow. It wouldn't shock me to see Sony pick up Square Enix. I mean, they've been so close over the years.
yeah. And then they recently have a Final Fantasy VII Remake is tied
Yeah.
exclusively to them for I don't know. I expected to see it on Xbox already, and
Right, I am really is it a full calendar year? Like, when is that up? That's got to be up pretty soon.
I guess March was when it came out, so maybe we'll hear something about it next month if it's coming. But 16 also with the long exclusivity on the PS5, so yeah, it makes sense to me. The sad part there is like, all right, Final Fantasy maybe never took off on the Xbox. But if Square Enix gets bought, that also means Tomb Raider goes exclusive over there. It's I don't know. I have some issues with exclusivity that's not done in-house when they're just buying up everything on both sides, like Microsoft or Sony. It kind of sucks. But
Ugh.
let's see. What have you been playing?
So I'm still playing Assassin's Creed, and this is what I want to complain about. I adore this game. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I am still playing it 3 months later.
Yeah.
I would like to be done with it and move on to other things. But I feel like if I move on from it, I'm missing out on, well, for instance, what happened in the story, like the ending. This game is too long.
It just keeps going, like it doesn't end.
No, it doesn't. And it's like I'm still playing through story stuff. Like I'm not doing random stuff to like level up. Like I'm not grinding.
Right.
I am just playing through story missions after story mission after story mission. They're good. I enjoy them all. But it's like it's the same thing that happened to me with The Witcher 3, which is why I played the game twice and never finished it either time. I enjoyed the game. I get sick of it eventually. Like there are other games I want to play.
Yeah.
I want to move on to other stuff. This game is too long.
That's my problem with Odyssey, like and that's why I haven't really jumped into Valhalla is 'cause I'm still playing Odyssey. Like and it's I get a good 10-hour chunk in every once in a while, but then it's like still I haven't made any progress. Like I'm just doing story missions, but I feel like I have not moved the needle at all.
Yeah, no, I'm biting off chunks of the map, but I'm like, there's like still, I don't know, two-thirds of the map yet to be uncovered. And I've played the game for like 45 hours.
Yeah, I don't. I know Jeff beat it, which
Yeah.
so I should probably check and see how long it took him. But I know he put probably well over 60 hours into it at least.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably more of like a completionist on that kind of stuff. Like, I like to do all, like, there's all these, like, world events where you can go find somebody and have, like, a bunch of random stuff happen. Like, for instance, I helped some guy who had, like, accidentally walled himself off inside a warehouse. And he had all these jars of, like, really stinky stuff where if you broke them, your character would, like, throw up.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's like, you need to help me get out. And you're trying to move these jars of stuff, hoping they won't break. Because if they do break, your character is like vomiting on the floor.
Right, that's bad.
But there's all these like random stuff like that always happening in the world. You meet some poor guy with an axe stuck in his head. You pull out the axe and he dies.
As they would in that time period.
Yes.
I don't know what. Oops, I guess he's dead now.
There's some random girl who's like trying to use like her magic powers to get a horse that's across the stream to come to her. So you go and grab the horse and bring it to her. She takes the horse and leaves. It's not her horse. She stole it. And you see some poor guy running out, some like fat nobleman running after him, like, bring it back, it's my horse.
Not anymore.
And it's all like, I love this stuff. It's great. It builds, it gives like so much personality to the world and like really makes it fun to be in. But I've been in it for so long now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stop playing this game. Not because I want to, but because I have all these other games I want to play too.
Yeah, I mean, you bought Hitman and...
Right. I have played through the first level of Hitman. Hitman is not nearly this long. Hitman you can play in bite-sized chunks and like move away from. Can't really do that with Assassin's Creed. Like, it's a commitment. Like, you're like, I have pledged myself to... whatever the area is, East Anglia or West Anglia, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to play that quest line, and it's going to take you a few hours. I sit down to play Hitman, I'm going to play through one level. Probably going to take me like half an hour.
Right.
And I know exactly, you know, start a level, end of a level, done. And then I can move on. Assassin's Creed, you never really know how long the area is going to take you, like what it's going like what's going to happen in the story. And that's great, that's fun, but it's so big.
What's funny is, so you're explaining this like big open world game that has like all these, you know, emergent events. And I've been playing an open world game that like you very clearly know when like missions end. Like
yeah.
It's Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales, here's your mission. You know, you kind of get like maybe a little bit at the beginning, a cutscene, and then like it tells you like mission over. It's like, okay, I made progress, and now I can shut this off for a little bit and
that's right.
Do something else. And there's lots of stuff that like it's just like, you know, Marvel Spider-Man, the one from a couple years ago, where there's tons of stuff to do in the city. Like there's tons of things to collect and tons of crimes to stop. But like if you actually want to make progress, like, you know, it's doable in bite-sized chunks.
Yeah.
But you should definitely play some of that when you get out of Viking England.
I need to put Assassin's Creed aside. The problem is, I know if I put it aside like that, no matter how good it is, it's going to be really hard to come back to.
Yeah.
You're going to forget the control scheme. You're going to forget where you were and what you're doing. It's hard. Like, you like get in a mindset with the game and you know exactly what you're doing. You finally figured out the combat, you know, you got your inventory sorted, you know what level up path you're going to follow, and then you step away for 3 months and you come back and you're like, where was I?
Yep. What was going on in the story? Button
again? How do I block? I don't.
Yeah, every time I go back to Odyssey, that's exactly it. It's just like, this wasn't this hard when I stopped playing it.
That's right. You finally mastered it. I mean, part of it is your character levels up, they get stronger. But part of it is just you see red and you instantly hit the right button. You don't have to think about it anymore. But if you move away for months, can't do that anymore.
Yep. And then you have to and jumping back in the middle of a game is even worse, because it's like you don't get those tutorials like where it's like, we're going to slow things down for you and make things a little bit easier. It's like, you know, you're jumping back in the middle of the game. They expect that you've been playing it for the last 45 hours.
That's right. And even like those games that like save the tutorials for you and like a menu. So you can go back and who does that?
Nobody.
I've never done that. I know, for instance, The Witcher 3 does that. Like you can go back and you can do the tutorials for everything that the game teaches you. I started over. I'm like, I can't sit here and play through like
5 hours worth of tutorials in a row so that I can like be good enough to play the game where I am right now.
That's no fun. Like, like it's boring. Like you want to go and advance the story. That's what the good stuff is. And the actual gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, having to like relearn everything. That 5 hours is ridiculous.
Yes.
So I played a little bit of Miles Morales. I don't know. Actually, maybe more than a little bit. Cause I did a search on like how long is this game, and it's like okay, like 8 hours seems reasonable. But where actually am I in the game? Because it gives you a percentage. But
wait, is it only 8 hours long?
Yeah, it's short.
Oh, interesting. All right, so I have played through a couple hours of it. Maybe I should just go finish it.
And I checked a, so I was like, you know, you check how long to be, and it's like 7.5-8 hours. Like, all right, played it for a couple hours, but yeah, like that's not, you can't really compare. Like I played 2 hours, I'm 25% done. So like, where exactly am I in the story? So I just like looked up a mission list and I'm like halfway through, like mission wise. All right. Well, like, and it could just be the way that game pushes you early on, like where it's like mission, so you don't have a whole lot of time to go do open world stuff. And like I want to go collect stuff though, like because I just want to like fly around the city like web swinging. So there's there's these like caches you can get that have like tech pieces, and they're kind of like the backpacks that Peter had to collect in the first one. Mm-hmm. And then there's also these time capsules that Miles can get that they're actually more like the backpacks because they're just collectibles. And I guess they unlock suits and stuff the more you get. But yeah, they're fun. Like that game's fun. He's a fun character.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting setup. It did go somewhere like immediately. I was like, oh, this is doing the classic Spider-Man, classic bad guy type thing. And then immediately thereafter, like after I made that deduction, it revealed that I was right. But all right. Like, so it's a traditional story, but it's told like in a really cool way and it looks fantastic. Like there are moments in that game. I wish you were controlling some of them. Like there's this cutscene that's, and I think that was a complaint we had with the original Spider-Man, was just like, they give you these really cool cutscenes and it's like, let me play them.
Right. There's a lot of stuff that happens in that game that you're just watching, or like they make them into quick time events.
Yeah. Which is fine. Like I would actually prefer that to the just like, all right, like you swung over here, you pulled this thing up from, you saved these people like on the bridge or whatever, you pulled the bus up, but like let me dive through the bus, like, you know, like like let me press buttons to like save people, so it's a little more interactive than just me watching a really cool, visually stunning animation. But it really does at some points, like I'm just watching a really cool Spider-Man movie.
Right. I mean, I think I made the point in our game of the year, like this is the most attractive game I have ever seen. Like on PS5, it looks awesome.
Yeah. Just everything about it looks great. Awesome reflections. Like the city is super detailed, and like we thought it was super detailed on the PS4. With the original Spider-Man, like this is just blown out. Like there's textures on all the buildings, and you know, because when you're swinging, you're not really noticing it, and there's not really much reason to stop on random building on 7th Street. But if you do, like it's highly detailed now, and like that's really neat.
So when you accidentally like ram yourself into a building,
which I do all the time,
you get a good view.
And I forgot that, like, you know, Spider-Man rewards you for just doing stuff,
yeah,
which is neat. Like, it's like, all right, you're swinging, and if you swing like really close to the ground, like you'll pull up a you'll like fill up a meter that will eventually give you experience points after you do enough of it. So it's like, all right, like it's just rewarding me for playing the game how I would want to play. And that's
you just start randomly doing tricks or like diving towards the ground. Like,
yeah, but there's like there's one that's called free fall that's just like, oh, okay. So like if I dive off of buildings and just like wait till the very end to extend my web, like it will give me credit for that. If I do it enough, I will get experience points.
You can literally like swing yourself up high and then let yourself fall and swing yourself up high and let yourself fall and you get an XP just for doing that.
Yep. It's like so smartly developed, and you know, at 7.5-8 hours, it's digestible. It's like you can play it and there's no issues with it.
It's that is a great length for a game to be right now. Like there are so many games that are like, this is a game as service. This is like the game you're going to be playing for the next year.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want any more games like that. Like I want smaller games.
That's the thing with those games of services, right? Like we pick one. Like we're gonna play this one. We can't play them all because they require so much time investment that at this point, yeah, give me like normal games. I don't need a game that I can play forever.
Right. On the other hand, like there are so many people who complain if they don't get one of those.
Yeah. I guess we're just gonna like start falling off of in some cases some of those types of games, like
right.
I'm really worried about Halo. Like, is Halo going to be that? You know, Halo Infinite, is it going to be this never ending? And maybe that's fine. Maybe like that is it. Maybe that's the game I move to, and that's the one I stick with for a long time. But
right. I mean, it happened to me with Apex. That was the first time in a long time where I just played a game and stuck with it like that. I don't really want to do that anymore, though. Like, there are so many games out, and you're kind of just shortchanging yourself by being on one.
Yeah. Which is funny, because it was friends of ours, we get together on like Friday nights, and since this started, you know, we've had to do it digitally. And so we started out playing Divinity. It's just like that game, like when you're playing with four people, you're never making progress.
No, like, you're just screwing around, right? I mean,
yeah, like or like you're in menus and like that's not fun for the other three people that are playing with you. It's like, all right, can we move? Well, no, I'm still like trying to figure out what the best sword is to buy here. Jesus. So like we moved on to a Ghost Recon Breakpoint. And like that's
probably a little better.
Yeah, well, it's like at least you're making progress. Like every time we play, it has its own issues as well. But like I feel like, oh, we're gonna beat this game and then we can move on to something else. And that's kind of what I want. I don't want a game where every time I turn on my machine, this is the only thing I'm playing.
Yeah.
And the only other thing I played, and you're not a survival horror fan.
No. But
I did try that Resident Evil Village Maiden demo on PS5. It's like 10 minutes long. Like it's a nothing demo. And I honestly was not like wowed by the visuals on it.
Oh no.
Like it looks fine, but it also looks like any of those first person kind of walkie games that has a good budget to it. Like it's highly detailed, but it wasn't like nothing like wowed me about it. Character models looked okay. And it's not reminiscent of anything I've ever done with Resident Evil before. So I don't know. Like, we'll see what that game is. From what I understand, this is just kind of like a tech demo for it, which is weird. Why release this weird thing that only looks kind of okay? I guess some people are like, oh, you know, it looks amazing. And like they're all about like the 9 foot tall vampire lady. And it's a cool character model, but like if everything else is just, yeah, it's like, is that what we want? Like, But I guess that's still not coming out till May, so Jeff and I will have more to say about that when it finally reaches here, because Jeff can't play the Maiden demo, and I don't know, he seems like he may be giving up on getting a PS5 anytime soon, so.
It finally broke him, the chase.
Yeah, he got so frustrated he went and bought Dark Souls Remastered on the Xbox just to have a pretty looking Dark Souls game.
Aw, poor Jeffy.
You play anything else besides Assassin's Creed? Or?
So Walt and I are still on Rainbow Six Siege. We are. It's interesting. The game forces you to play in certain modes based on your level.
Okay.
So like we were like basically playing practice until we were level 5 against the AI. Now we're actually playing with real people.
Okay.
And like the beginner mode, which is all like.
So are you paired with people, or are you playing against other people, as well as being paired with people?
So it's 5-on-5.
Okay.
Actual people. So we're trying to figure out like this game is, it's different from any other game I have played. I mean, it's super realistic type shooter, but it moves so slow. But when action actually starts, it goes really fast, which is like sounds kind of funky, but like. There's no bullet sponges in this game. Like, a bullet can kill you.
Okay.
So you poke your head around the corner, and if somebody happens to be aiming in the corner and pulls the trigger, you're dead. So it's very unforgiving. Which means matches can be super frustrating. Like, you can walk out and die in, like, the first 30 seconds, and then you're sitting and waiting for the thing to be over. There's no respawning. You just wait for it to be over, which is a little frustrating. I wish I could come back and fight more.
You need your entire team to be wiped, or the
right,
or for your team to wipe the other team.
And the intro mode seems to always be the bomb mode.
Okay.
So there's two bombs, and the attacking team is trying to defuse the two bombs, like breach the facility, defuse the two bombs to win, or wipe out the defending team. It almost always comes out to one team wiping out the other one. I don't think I've yet seen a team go in and defuse both bombs and win that way. Because once the diffuser goes up, like the defending team starts, they have to attack to stop it from being diffused.
Right.
We did, since it puts you in like the rookie servers. We did win one round because the guy didn't know that he had to turn off the diffuser. So, like, our team was wiped out, and we're sitting here watching. And the guy's like, what do I do? He's just walking around. the diffuser time.
Oh, no. And,
but, you know, since everybody on there is, like, rookies, like, we're all, like, level, like, between levels 5 and 10, so we all suck. I'm sure there were some guys who were like, what is he supposed to do? I don't know. Why is the timer still ticking? Is the game broken? As opposed to, like, you know, if you're on like an Apex, you're playing like Apex or something where guys are like level 200 or 250 and they're like, what are you doing? You know, turn off the bomb, you moron.
Yeah.
There's nobody there. Which is good. Cause everybody's like paired up with people who are on their same level.
Yeah, so it's just a dumb mistake that any of you could have made because you're not really comfortable with the game yet. So
right, I would have known what to do. Like, the guy looked really dumb, but that could have been me. Definitely could have been me. Like, I would have assumed, like, I wiped out the other team. I won. Why isn't the game ending? I don't know what's happening here.
It should be over. And it's not like now.
It's telling you, right? There's, I mean, maybe there was a button prompt on the screen and he wasn't paying attention to it, but I don't think that's the case.
That's funny, because like in Call of Duty, where, you know, they have the one with the bomb, it's like, I think it's called Search and Destroy, but I think there's only like one bomb that you have to set up, and then if it gets set up, then it has to be defused. But it pretty much tells you, like, it is at this point, and then, like,
you know, when you get there, it's like press X or whatever to defuse it. Like, it's very simplistic, but I can see Rainbow Six being so far, like, not up its own ass, but being more of a simulation where it's like, all right, like, you need to press the button when you're hovering over, like, this part of the box, and that's when the button prompt will show, and it'll be a small button prompt, and wow.
I don't know if we skipped all the tutorials either, but, like, there was nothing that told me what the controls were. Like, I've been figuring them out as I go along. I had to look up how to lean around corners so that you could, like, peek out and, like, fire a shot and then come right back.
Right.
Because it doesn't walk you through the controls like a lot of games will. Like, they'll, like, slowly introduce you to the controls or, like, send you into, like, a training mode. There was no training mode. We went right into, like, fighting people.
It's like, go at it. Here you go.
Like, I mean, maybe there is a training mode. We just skipped it. Maybe that was our mistake. But it would have been nice to know, like, there were a couple times I got killed by people who, like, I'm sitting there waiting for them to, like, come around a corner, and I've got my shotgun ready. And they just, like, kind of, like, peek out, fire a bullet, and then go right back, and I'm dead. Because, you know, they've shot me.
Right, because you're standing out there in the open.
Right.
I'm just going to put the nose of my gun out here and point it at you.
Yeah, I literally never saw him. All I saw was the gun peek out, bang, dead. Oh, fuck.
Well, I don't know. The more you talk about that, the less I'm feeling that I should try it. I did download
it.
We
should give it a shot. Like, we should try it, because I think we could at least play against the AI.
Again, if Earl and I play, because we have no experience.
Right, exactly. You'd be, like, experience level 0, and, you know, we could play the trading mode.
All right. I will leave it installed, and then if we get to it this week, does look like Walt wants us to try out that something about mining on an asteroid or something.
No, it's, what is it, Valheim?
Well, he just posted in about Deep Rock Galactic. He said it's like Left 4 Dead, but with mining. But yeah, he's also playing that with Valheim, which is the survival Viking game on PC. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Which is, it's only $20. I want to try it.
All right. Well, maybe if you guys are like, this is good, then I will, we'll try that one.
Yeah.
We could just use Discord to talk.
Right.
Need
to try out my new gaming monitor. Need to give it a shot.
Oh, did you get a new one?
I got a computer desk, like, last week, like, finally a really good one.
Yes.
And it had, like, the monitor rack on the back. So I finally, like, was like, okay, I need to get a second monitor. For no other, not really for gaming, more for work, you know, because I've been working from home forever and I really miss having the other monitor. So get the second monitor, but I'm like, work will pay for an okay monitor, or I could get the gaming monitor I've always wanted. So let's do that. So I got a 27-inch curved gaming monitor, like one of the really, like, high-end ones that does, like, I think it's 240 frames per second. Like, it's...
Oh, nice.
It's, the DVI connectivity, like, it's ready to go. Like, it's a nice monitor. But I haven't... this is how you know when you start to get old. You, like, work all the time. Don't have as much time to play. I haven't played a single game on it yet. I've had the monitor up since Sunday. I haven't had time to play a game on it.
Just spreadsheets.
But the spreadsheets have looked awesome.
So that was what was in the photo you sent the other day.
Yeah,
got it. Nice.
But now I look at my other monitor, which is a good monitor, but it's only 24 inches. It looks small now, so I think it needs an upgrade. I might have to get a second one.
To the corner with you.
I'm sure I know someone who needs a 24 inch curved monitor somewhere.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody wants one.
So if Joe Biden wants to send me some more money so that I can buy a second gaming monitor, I can go ahead and do that.
I mean, I hear that might be happening soon.
By the end of the month, I'm hearing.
That'll be good. It'll wipe the taste of them not convicting him out of my mouth when that doesn't happen.
Right, when that obviously doesn't happen.
Just send me some week. Money. And I will forget about it, I guess. Yeah, that'll be nice. You know, get another new monitor up there. And
sure, and then I'll have the two of them waiting for Total War Warhammer 3.
Yes, which was officially announced to be coming sometime this year.
Yeah, I'm assuming September. They normally have their big game come out in September.
That'd be good. I picked that not knowing when it was coming out for the Fantasy Critic League I'm in.
Yeah.
Because those games have scored very well.
Very, very well. I am pretty certain that the two Total War Warhammer games have been the two best Total War games, period. And I'm a history guy. I love, like,
historical battles and
yeah, that stuff is great, but you throw in the magic and the monsters and the creatures and, like, the cityscapes they put into those games and the worlds that they built, it's so fantastic to play through.
I mean, so all that has happened in regular Warhammer, right? Like, they've just done fantasy-based Warhammer?
Yeah, yeah. So this is all based on the fantasy portion of the universe.
I wonder, and I don't even know how they would translate it, if they could do a 40K
Total I bet War. They do. I think that their original plan was the three ancient ones,
mm-hmm.
and then I bet they move on to the newer ones. I bet they do.
That'd be neat.
That'd be real cool. I don't know. They put a lot into this franchise, though. They supported it super well. There have been so many expansions of these games.
You said they kept adding, like, races and...
Yep.
Which are whole new armies, right? Like, when they
yeah, them. and every one, it's not just, like, a new skin set. Like, each one plays completely differently. They have really put time into making... each race unique and, like, basically having a new game.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe the Steam sale. I think the Steam sale is going on.
Yes, it's going on right now. I think Total War Warhammer 2 is 75% off.
So maybe I could finally pick that up and even if I just play it on, like, stupid mode.
Oh, yeah. No, you would have fun. You would definitely have fun.
Are you getting Mario 3D World?
So, I canceled my pre-order.
Okay.
I had it pre-ordered. I don't have, because my wife and I separated, and now the Switch lives with somebody else. So, I was like, I could get this game, but I would not be able to play it, and my kids aren't interested, so...
Okay, so, like, they don't have any interest in playing 3D Mario from the Wii.
No, so I got the one that came out in the fall,
mm-hmm.
and they did not like it at all. They did not like the old Mario games.
Okay, did they like Odyssey?
Yes.
Hmm.
And in fact, both of my kids liked Odyssey, but playing through those older Mario games for some reason not interesting to them.
Yeah, 3D World is I think it's a really good Mario game, but it's I don't know if it holds the same appeal as, like, Odyssey. It's actually way more structured than those other 3D Mario games that were re-released last fall. Yeah, it's not open and kind of explorative like Odyssey was. So, well, I guess you'll just have to hear Jeff Earl and myself talk about it next week.
I'm sure I'll be hearing about it a lot and being like, okay, I guess I'm going out and getting a Switch now. Fine. Although it might be hard to find one right now.
Yeah, everything seems to be hard to find. If you want anything to do with gaming, good luck. I think Jeff even was looking for another Xbox controller and was having some trouble. Everything seems to be sold out. So, that's a nightmare. But that's the only real big game I think that's coming out this week. It's really light. Like, I think the next big game for Sony is in April. And that's that weird Returnal game. I'm not even if I'm interested in that.
And that's April?
Yeah, it's in April. And then Ratchet and Clank is
June, though, right?
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, sooner than I expected. I was thinking that'd be like a 2022 title.
So they announced when they announced it last year, they said it was 2021, and they said early 2021, but then when they showed it again in the winter, like in the holiday time period, they had removed the time frame on it. So I was actually expecting it, like, maybe if it was coming out in 2021, that it would be late in the year, but
yeah.
So maybe we still get Horizons. Maybe Horizon Zero Dawn is their big game for the fall.
If that was their fall game, I would be ecstatic.
Yeah. I have no faith that God of War is not coming this year. There's no way. And if it does, like, then what does Sony have? Because they've dropped four of their biggest franchises out the door in year one.
That's crazy. Although, you know, that would be great planning too. You know, if Microsoft wants to drop any of them,
that would be nice, right?
It's just one, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the Medium, and that wasn't even theirs. That was just one that they paid. And it's not really a showcase item. Halo, Forza, Fable, hell, anything would be nice on the Xbox side right now. And then I'd like to know what Bethesda's up to, but we're going to have to wait, I guess, on that. So, yeah, not much going on for us this week. As I said, when we started, this will be a short one for us. But we'll be back next week with maybe with Earl. Hopefully he'll be feeling better. And Jeff. And we're going to make Tony jealous. Make him want to go out and buy a Switch with that Joe Biden money.
I will. If you guys can talk me into it, I will.
Let's see. I'm interested because I have fond memories of 3D World, and the Bowser's Fury seems really cool.
Yeah,
but I don't know if we're gonna be able to convince you to go buy.
The thing is, like, the Switch was the one gaming system I had that I barely played.
Yeah, like, I understand that. Like, it's funny because, like, you know, we have all these machines, but as we said, like, there's only so much time, and then when something like Assassin's Creed comes along and it takes up 60 hours,
yeah,
does make it so, like, well, why am I spending $60 on a Switch game that I'm not going to get to for 3 months?
Right, and, like, when was the last time I played a Switch game obsessively?
Right.
Odyssey, I think, was the last one.
Probably.
And how long?
That was launch 5 years ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah, that was year one of the Switch, so that has been out for 5 years now. It's crazy that little machine has been out for 5 years.
Right? It doesn't feel like it, but no.
Damn. All right, well, we're going to try to convince you to buy a Switch next week. We'll see how that goes.
Good luck.
Yeah. Tony, say goodnight.
Good night.